Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for September the 1st, 2013. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a guest for you today. She's former WWE and former TNA women's wrestler, Katie Lee, a.k.a. Winter. Give it up for Katrina Walters.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an honor for you to be up on here.
I am?
Yes, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor.
Well, good. I'm honored, too.
And were you ever a fan growing up watching pro wrestling?
Well, not so much when I was little, because we didn't have cable and stuff. We didn't get that till much later. I was a teen already when I started watching it. But I quickly grew obsessed. So that was like later. When I was like 16 or so, I started watching it, you know, every time it was on. I taped everything and I watched everything.
And who did you idolize in the business?
Well, there was Kevin Nash. Obviously, he was my favorite. I was, you know, convinced we were going to get married. It was him. Then Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, you know, Razor Ramon, etc.
Right.
A lot of people. I mean, if I was to, you know, list a lot of people.
Was it true that you believe in the Ultimate Warrior gimmick?
Yeah, that was much earlier. That was before I even got to see it. I saw an article in a magazine about it. I was maybe 8 or so, and I saw, you know, and they said, well, nobody knows where he comes from, and he's mysterious and this and that, and I didn't see any reason why they should lie to me, so I naturally believed it.
And who were you trained by?
Oh, I started in the UK for Hammerlock UK, NWA UK Hammerlock. John Ryan was the trainer there. He showed me excellent training. And then after that, I went to the FWA school with Mark Sloan for more excellent training. And then I did some seminars with Alex Shane, who's one of the best, you know, minds in the business that I know. And then I came to OVW and was trained under Al Snow, which, as we all know, is legendary. So all in all, pretty good stuff.
And I noticed that your first ring name was Nikita from a television show.
Yes, it was La Femme Nikita in the 90s. It was my favorite TV show. I thought Nikita was the coolest woman on the planet. I wanted to be like her. And perhaps I wanted to be in love with Roy Dupuis, you know, because he was yummy. And so I decided to, if I adopted her name, then I would probably be just as cool as her by association. And that's kind of what happened.
And what are your memories of starting with the Frontier Wrestling Alliance?
Oh, Frontier Wrestling Alliance, well, they were kind of the forthcoming, what's the word, the most prevalent wrestling company in England at the time. They were really sort of, you know, cutting edge. They were getting into a lot of production values. They understood marketing, and also they put on, you know, tremendous matches. They were the first to bring over, you know, American talent from Ring of Honor and places like that, you know, people that were really well known for their work rate. And just, they had that whole, they had that, you know, 18 to 35-year-old audience, you know, they were that demographic. So that was really awesome and an honor that they chose me to be part of that promotion. Not only that, but because I was the only girl and I was wrestling guys, so that was pretty, you know, flattering that I was allowed to do that, and I really enjoyed myself there. So.
And how was it working with Saraya Knight?
Well, she's awesome. She's like a wealth of knowledge, first of all, and then she just understands wrestling and she loves it, you know, and she's just really tough and badass and cool, you know. I just, when you watch her walk to the ring and stuff, you just know she's, you know, serious business, and she knows what she's doing in the ring just as well, obviously, as you know, since she's come over and she's become Shimmer champion and all that. So, yeah, she taught me a lot, and, yeah, I was honored, really, to work with her.
Yes, it's also that her daughter, Ratana Knight, is now in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also a third generation of the Knight family.
Yeah. Well, she's awesome, too. I actually never met her or saw her wrestle in person, but I watched their documentary. They had this documentary in England on Channel 4 about their family, and it was also about, you know, her coming to America and to be signed with WWE and stuff like that. And so, and then obviously I've seen, you know, little clips of her on NXT and pictures and stuff, and I think she's just really, you know, she's adopted that coolness that Saraya also has. And I really like her look. I think she's edgy. She's forward. And I think she's going to do amazing once she gets up on, you know, WWE TV.
And what are your memories of working with Simply Luscious?
Well, she was cool. She came to England for, I think she was there for a few weeks. So we got to do like two or three matches with her. She's really tough as well, and she was just really awesome to work with. She's, you know, she was fun. She knows what she's doing. And, yeah, we had fun.
And you also worked with the guys like Johnny Storm also?
I never worked with Johnny Storm. Johnny Storm was too good to work with me. Not that he felt he was too good. I'm saying he was on a level above me, you know, in terms of his in-ring skills, should we say. I mean, he's like, Johnny Storm and Jody Fleisch were like the top high flyers in FWA, you know. They were considered, you know, two of the best guys that England even had to offer. They were on a different level from me, you know, to put them in a match with me would have brought their work rate down. You know, they would have had to. So, no, that didn't happen. But we worked on the same shows together, and he was always super cool. And I love his work, and he's, you know, just a really funny guy also.
And what are your memories of working with Shimmer?
Well, Shimmer was great. I mean, just the whole idea, the promotion, all the different girls that they have. It's like the focus is really on work rate, but that doesn't mean that they don't have really great, strong characters. You know, and I love that they portray women as, you know, of course they're sexy, but they're also, you know, badass. It's not about titillation. It's really about them coming in and kicking butt and being amazing. So that's good.
And there's actually so many women coming from other countries that work for Shimmer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Shimmer's reputation just speaks for itself. You know, everybody wants to work there.
Right. And what are your memories of working with Daisy Hayes?
Well, she's awesome. You know, I don't know if you've seen her matches. She's very skilled. You know, her and Lacey both, I had the two girls that I wrestled. You know, again, very skillful. I mean, again, you know, Shimmer only really uses girls that know what they're doing. And just both of them had, I think we had good matches, you know, and they were both great to work with. And, you know, and Shimmer too, not only do they know what they're doing, but they want to work. You know, the girls that are there, you don't come there to, you know, phone it in. You come there to work and have a great match. So I hope that's what we did.
Were you, you was actually signed by WWE for, you've been in a company for 4 years?
Yeah, they signed me in 2006, and then I came to OVW, so I was there for a while, and then I went on the road February, I think, 2008. And then, yeah, and then I was there until 2010. So it was pretty much exactly 4 years.
And what are your memories of OVW?
Well, OVW was incredible because that was the first time that, you know, wrestling was my full-time job instead of sort of trying to get to shows at the weekends. And, you know, obviously, as you know, you didn't get paid a lot of money, so you try and break even or something, you know. So this was really the first time that wrestling was my actual job. And so you get to come and you get to do it every day, and you get to do something that you love every day. And not only that, but you get to do it with people who are, you know, in the same mindset as you, who really want to do it as their full-time, well, job, but also it's their passion. And you get trainers like Al Snow and then Danny Davis, who runs OVW. You get people like that who've been in the business and who have a wealth of knowledge. And not only that, but they also understand the business of today. And so you just really get to, you get to be trained by the best of the best, and you get to train with some of the best. And it's just, it's a community, and it's every day, and it's constant, and it becomes your world. And so that was a new experience, but it was awesome to finally be able to say, like, when people say, "What'd you do?" I'd just be like, "I'm a wrestler," and that's it. You know, it's not like I'm a whatever, or, you know, jobs you're doing. But at the weekend, I wrestle. But now it's, you know, I'm a wrestler. So that was cool.
You also worked with the likes of ODB and also Beth Phoenix up in OVW.
Yes. Well, both of them, you know, fantastic, as you know. You know, ODB, just such a different character from the other girls. She's just so unique, and she does things differently. And we had so much fun. We had this really long-running feud that's, like, one of the best feuds I think I've ever had. And I just remember, like, one time we got together and we made signs for ourselves. Because somebody, you know, VW said, hey, you should make signs for yourself, you know, promote yourselves, you know. And then so we made signs for ourselves and put, you know, gave it to people to hold. And then we incorporated them in the match and stuff like that. So we started thinking outside of the box a little bit, you know, and had all these different ideas. And then we were able to, because Al Snow, you know, was welcoming that, and Danny Davis was welcoming that. We were able to go to them and say, hey, we have these ideas. And then they were able to, you know, tell us what worked and what didn't work and incorporate some of it. And then it was just like a really creative time, you know, so that was awesome. And then the same thing with Beth Phoenix. Me and her didn't really have like a long feud, but we did get to do that short feud that led up to the ladder match, which, you know, people still ask me about. And it was just totally awesome. Just that moment right before I went out to the match, and I could see through the curtain, and Beth Phoenix was standing in the ring, like looking up at the belt. And I was like, my God, this is so cool. And with Beth, you know, just an amazing mind for the business. Also very creative in terms of what to do and matches to make everything just a little bit different. And just a super nice person, you know, so I got really lucky.
And what, how was Al Snow and Danny Davis?
Well, awesome. I mean, you know, as I said, we got to be creative with them. We got to go up to them and say, yeah, we've had an idea for this or that. And then, you know, it wasn't just that they would say, oh, we like that idea and we don't like that idea. It was also they could pinpoint exactly, you know, if we came up with something, I would find a way more often than not to use it, even if it didn't work, you know, the way that we brought it to them. They would be able to say, hey, you know, some of this idea is great, but hey, why don't we try it this way, because such and such and such. And then, you know, we did that and then it worked better. So it was like we were able to collaborate and come up with ideas but learn at the same time, because they wouldn't just, you know, they wouldn't just say yes, okay, or no. They would work with us on our ideas. So it was really a great process. And just, you know, to, again, just two of the nicest people in the world, you know.
And you also, you was brought up for the WWE roster, and you was paired with Paul Virchow.
Mm-hmm.
And were you okay with the incest storyline?
I wanted the incest storyline to happen. I was disappointed that it didn't happen. I thought it would have been cool. But I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe it's because I'm English. We've had plenty of England. We've had plenty of incest storylines and, like, soap operas and TV shows and stuff. So, you know, I guess I always found that fascinating. And so when they brought that to us, I was like, yeah, that's cool. Let's try it. But alas.
And how was paired with Paul Virchow? How was your memories with him?
Well, Paul is just a really great worker too. I mean, I knew him from England. Still, you know, we were both in FWA at the same time, so we got to do a little bit of stuff there. So I knew him from back when, so it was awesome to be paired up with somebody that I already have, you know, long-standing memory with as such, so with some familiarity, you know, especially when you first go up on the road and you still don't know anyone. It's great to have somebody that not only you know, but you've known from before, so you could just feel kind of like, you know, you have somebody in your corner that you can trust. And you know, and also with Paul, like, he was always up for exchanging ideas and coming up with new things and, you know, talking to the writers and stuff like that. So, again, the creativity aspect, it's always important to me. You know, it was important to him, too, so that was cool.
How was it like working with the Bella Twins? On and off.
I love the Bella Twins. I always got along with them great. I enjoyed working with them. They too, they wanted to be they wanted to work hard. They wanted to have good matches. They were always up for discussing, you know, new ideas and moves and things. So, yeah, we had a good time.
And also, you also had the chance to work with Mickey James also there.
I adore Mickey James. I got to work with Mickey James not only in WWE, which was, first of all, totally a huge honor because I'd only been there 5 minutes, and I got to do a championship feud with her, you know, and fight her for the championship at Night of Champions, a pay-per-view. So that was a huge honor, first of all, just because she's done so much in the business, or had done already so much in the business. Obviously, she's done more since then. And then I got to work with her again in TNA, and, you know, and now, obviously, I don't, but every now and then I'll be with her in the show, which is always a huge joy. You know, she's done so much, but she's so sweet and so gracious, and she's an amazing person, and I'm so happy that her music's doing so well, too. I don't know if you've bought a CD yet, but you should, because it's really good. My car just ate mine, so I'm going to have to download it as well. But it's pretty good,
though. And what is your memories of Vince McMahon?
Well, Vince McMahon, I didn't have huge amounts of contact with. You know, we had a meeting with him at the beginning when we first went on the road to discuss, you know, the angle and how we're going to go about it. And then I had, you know, a couple of meetings in between where I was asking him about ideas and stuff. But other than that, he'd be there at, you know, rehearsals for promos. So it was all just very business. It wasn't like I got to know him personally or anything like that. But he was always pleasant.
Okay. And also, you also was on the ECW brand also.
Yeah.
How was that experience also over there?
Well, it's good. I mean, it doesn't really make a difference so much how much brand you are. You know, when you walk through the curtains, it's all the same, you know. It was good being on ECW because we got to do a little bit more. Well, it's not true. We did a lot of stuff on Raw that was quite, you know, prominent, as it were. But then on ECW, we got to know, do some new stuff. Like we had that feud with Boogeyman that unfortunately also was cut short. And then, of course, the most memorable thing we did on ECW was the feud with Shane Helms, which also a lot of people still, you know, have fond memories, I guess, about. At least they, you know, they ask me about it when they see me or they tweet me about it. So also like with Shane Helms, that was a really, really, really fun feud. And it was cool that we, you know, we got to do that over there. And I was very sad I didn't get to eat the Boogeyman worms because I really wanted to.
And you actually also went to work with TNA also.
Yeah.
And you, did you like the storyline that you was in with Angelina Love controlling her from Velvet Sky?
Did I like it?
Yes.
Yes. I thought it was a fantastic storyline. I was very grateful to Vince Russo for coming up with such an extraordinary character. And also, again, he was one where you could go and talk to him about it and come ideas back and forth if you wanted to. He was very open to all that. He's just a very creative person, and the creativity aspect is very important to him. You know, he didn't come in there just doing a job and putting some people together and writing some stuff. He really put a lot of thought into it, and I think it shows. I really loved the work that he did, and so I was very happy to work with him and also, you know, to get that amazing character in the storyline. It was just so different, you know, from everything else that I think it really stood out. And not only that it was different you know, but it was so long running. It basically, the storyline went over a whole year. You know, I'd never had that before. So that was just, you know, that's really gratifying for a wrestler when you have a long running storyline that builds and builds and builds and builds. And that, you know, people think, well, don't you get bored, you know, doing the same thing? But it's not the same thing, because it's like a proper story and character development, and that's really what you're looking for, ideally, I think, as a performer.
And you also had a title run as the Knockouts champion and the Knockouts tag champ with Angelina Love.
Yeah, I was really lucky because I got to win the tag team championships on my debut match. You know, so that was a sign of faith, I think, of the company in me. So that was an honor. And also, it just started me off with a bang, you know, and it started our storyline off with a bang. And everybody was like, whoa, this is a serious, you know, they're taking this seriously. And then obviously, it built and built and built and built to where I finally got the championship. And so that was a huge honor for me, too. That's like the biggest title that I'd won up until then, or, you know, ever. So that was pretty special.
And how was also also being around Dixie Carter, the TNA president?
Well, she's very sweet. She's just very friendly. She's very approachable. You know, she's very passionate about her company, passionate about the business. So it was great to have somebody who's running the company who really, you know, wants the business to succeed and wants everybody to do well and, you know, do great on television.
Yes. I noticed that TNA been sort of struggling and losing money to keep going and stuff. And what's your opinion? Do you think TNA will ever grow?
Well, far be it from me to comment on TNA's financial. I mean, I don't, you know, unless somebody shows me the reports and asks me to comment on it, I don't think that it's my place to say whether or not they're doing well or not. I mean, I wouldn't know. You know, I hear the same things that you do. I hear all the rumors, but it's impossible from where I'm standing to comment on it and say either way.
Right. And what were your good moments in TNA?
My good moments?
Yes.
Basically, every time I was there was my good moments. And if you're asking me, like, the most memorable moments, I suppose it would be obviously winning, you know, the championships that you mentioned, the Knockouts Championship and the Tag Team Championship. Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing just was good.
And maybe we'll see you in TNA in the future. Never say never.
Never say never, exactly.
And I noticed that you also work with PWS Bombshell Women's of Wrestling.
Yes.
How was that working with the women over there?
It was awesome. I mean, PWS generally is a great company. I think I had a lot of fun there. It's just a great atmosphere, you know. I think they're really creative too, really keen to expand. They're working really hard on it. They're passionate about it. You know, that's just a great environment to be in. And so, you know, the Bombshell Ladies of Wrestling just is part of that. You know, they do like a doubleheader show, so you were just in the whole, you know, environment for the weekend or whatever. And the girls over there, super awesome, friendly. You know, I had good times there for sure.
Yes, and what is your opinion on the state of women's wrestling?
I think it's going from strength to strength, actually. I think that there's so many girls now, especially on the indie scene, who are really good and who really take it seriously and are very dedicated and passionate about it. I think that there's a lot of girls in WWE that are really working hard. I think it seemed to me, well, I haven't watched it again for a little bit, but, you know, I watch it sporadically, and I feel that they veered away from the six diva tag matches and more towards one-on-one feuds, which I think is important. So that's good to see. TNA, I think they slowed it down a little bit with the girls in terms of they don't, you know, there was a time when they utilized a lot more girls, a lot more. Now it seems they don't use as many, which I think is a shame, but at the same time, you know, I'm sure they have their reasons. But in general, I think the state of women's wrestling is pretty good. I think that there's not so much, you know, if you're a woman, you want to get into wrestling, I think now you just do it. There's not so much consideration of, oh, will I fit in, and is it a man's world? It's not so much a man's world anymore. It's a men's and women's world, I think. You know, of course, there's always going to be less women because most people want to see men fight more than they want to see the women fight. That's a general, I think, thing. I don't know, maybe that'll change too, but, and that's not being, you know, I think misogynistic or sexist. I think that, because when I was younger, I preferred to see the guys fight too. You know, in New York City, I preferred to see the guys fight too. I don't know exactly why, but maybe it's a biological thing, because, you know, anthropologically wise, we are more geared to seeing men fight than women. You know, from the cavemen ages onwards, those kinds of things are so still ingrained in us, obviously, because we are biological creatures and animals as well as human beings. So I think, in that vein, there's always going to be more men than women, which I don't think is a terrible thing. But I think women's wrestling generally is in a pretty good state right now.
Right, it's definitely in a good state that a lot of companies and indie companies are getting more bringing more opportunities to women to work.
Yeah, I think so too. Like almost every show now has a women's match, you know, and then there's obviously promotions like Blow and Shimmer and Women of Wrestling started up again for a little bit, and so there's a lot more opportunities, I think, for women now, too.
Yes, and do you plan on you trying to get into movies right now and other acting?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing out here. I've done like a few independent films. I've done a web series out here. I'm working on putting some of my own projects together. So definitely, yeah, that's why I'm in nice, beautiful, sunny California.
And I definitely wish you good luck with that venture also.
Thank you.
Also, do you plan on working in in Japan also for any of the women's companies up there?
No, I'm not pursuing Japan. I'd like to travel there, but in terms of wrestling, not necessarily. I'm more focused, you know, on being here and doing things here.
Right. And
I think they're too tough for me now. I think there was a time when I would have liked to have gone over there and, you know, mix it up. I did go to Japan one time for one show, but I didn't get to wrestle any Japanese women. But there was a time when I would have, you know, when I would have had that fire and that passion to go to Japan. I know Serena Deeb, she's over in Japan. She's doing really, really well, you know, so that's totally awesome. And I think, you know, I would have at one time, but I think now not cut out for it anymore.
Yes, it's just been an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor. You can come back any time to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Yes, it's an honor. We appreciate that you coming on.
Cool. I appreciate you too.
Yes. Do you have anything to plug before you nothing to plug? Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, if I can just mention my website, katarinasinfamy.com. Also, my Twitter is @katarinasinfamy, and my Facebook is facebook.com/katarinasinfamy.
Yes, it's just an honor to have you on here. And you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Take care.
You too.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful and talented Katarina Walters. Yeah, we are about to sign off. Hit us up at Wrestling X Factor group page for our archives, or at blogtalkradio.com for our recent episodes, including this one. For Wayne Benitez, signing off. Later, y'all.